This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 366 for Tuesday, April 25th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was lower on Tuesday following a sharp decline in crude oil. Crude oil fell by nearly $2 US per barrel on Tuesday due to weakened demand. In turn, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also down, with the latter resuming trading after a holiday. The Canadian dollar lost more than one-half of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close, giving canola prices some support. Statistics Canada will release its first survey-based seeding intentions report for 2023-24 on Wednesday morning, with the trade anticipating Canadian canola acres to increase to 22 million. The July canola contract was down $1.30 per ton at $726.40, while the November canola contract was down $2.40 per ton at $695. In the U.S., there was broad selling across all grains on the Chicago Board of Trade. Canadian corn acres for the 2023-24 marketing year could total 3.7 million, up 80,000 acres ahead of Wednesday's StatCan report. Estimates range from 3.4 to 3.8 million. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 14% of the country's corn crop was planted as of April 23rd, up from 8% last week and in line with trade expectations. National emergence is at 3%, compared to the 2% average at this time of year. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier held his estimates for Argentina's and Brazil's corn crops at 36 million and 123 million tons, respectively. The July corn contract was unchanged at $6.08 U.S. per bushel. Analysts are estimating 5.3 million acres will be used to grow soybeans in Canada, similar to last year's figure, ahead of Wednesday's StatCan report. In the U.S., 9% of the country's soybean crop was planted as of April 23rd, up 4 points from last week and up 5 points from the 5-year average. Cordonnier cut his production estimate for Argentina's soybean crop to 23 million tons, while holding Brazil steady at 153 million. The July soybean contract was down 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.18. Canada may grow 26.3 million acres of wheat this year, according to analysts ahead of Wednesday's StatCan report, compared to 25.4 million last year. Spring wheat is expected to increase 900,000 acres on average to 18.9 million. The USDA reported on Monday that 26% of the U.S. winter wheat crop is rated good to excellent, the lowest rating at this time since 1989. Turkey imposed a 130% tariff on wheat and corn imports earlier today to protect agricultural sectors ahead of next month's elections. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.53. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.03. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.38. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 25th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.